Welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and today we're going to talk about solar energy. Millions of Americans are ready to go solar so we can power our lives and our communities with clean, renewable, local energy. Yet some utilities and other special interests want to throw new obstacles in the way. Our Solar for All campaign is working to knock those barriers out of the way. Solar power is a growing American success story. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have gone solar, and millions more are ready to join their ranks so all of us can power our lives and our communities with clean, renewable, local energy. The barriers to solar are falling faster than ever, too, with more and more cities, states, and companies adopting innovative solar policies that have made solar cheaper and easier to install. That's why we have 10 times more solar power in the United States today than we did in 2010, enough to power more than 5 million homes, with another home going solar every 2 minutes as of the end of 2015. Yet just as solar is about to reach a tipping point, some utilities and other special interests want to throw new obstacles in that way. Our Solar for All campaign is working to knock those barriers out of the way so more Americans can go solar. They're working with their national network to urge mayors, governors, and others to set ambitious solar goals with commitments, offer new solar incentives, and promote new community and solar programs. And they're mobilizing people to counter the utilities and other special interests who want to make solar more expensive and harder to install. In the past year, they've turned back attacks on solar in Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico, and won new commitments to solar in Austin and Houston, Athens and Atlanta, and New York State and California, among other places. Over the last 10 years, they've helped establish a dozen of pro-solar programs, including the biggest, California's Million Solar Roofs Initiative. They want you to join the Minnesota Solar Project by showing your support for solar. You can send an email to your local officials, write a letter to your local newspaper, attend one of the solar forums, or join them at a news conference or other special event. Whatever you can do, the time for action is now. Solar is at a tipping point. If we keep winning more pro-solar policies, we'll see millions of more Americans go solar in the next decade, putting us on a path to a 100% renewable future. If we let utilities and other special interests get in the way, that future will remain out of reach as solar sputters and stalls. Together, we can bring more solar power to our homes, our communities, our churches and schools, workplaces, and our lives, and leave a cleaner, healthier world for kids growing up today and future generations. At home here in Minnesota, while more of us are trying to go solar, dirty energy companies keep putting up new roadblocks, and we're urging the leaders to go big on solar and leave dirty energy behind. More of us are going solar, meeting our energy needs in a way that's clean. Consider, solar power has tripled in the United States in the last 2 years, with another American family or business going solar every 4 minutes. That's in part because the price of solar has dropped to more than 50% since 2011. The chairman of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission said that solar is growing so fast it's going to overtake everything, and it could double every 2 years. Unfortunately, solar power's rapid growth has alarmed some energy companies. They keep putting up new roadblocks to solar so they can keep solar generating less than 3% of the power, even if it means more pollution and more global warming. Here's a couple of examples. Charles and David Koch, owners of the oil conglomerate Koch Industries, and their allies have spent heavily to impose new taxes on homeowners who go solar, in effect penalizing those who reduce their pollution and their carbon footprint. The Edison Electric Institute, which represents electric utility companies, has teamed up with the American Legislative Exchange Council to dismantle state pro-solar laws in Kansas, North Carolina, and Washington State, amid others. Oklahoma, Arizona, and Ohio already moved to scale back their solar programs. Solar power might disrupt the business plans of dirty energy companies, but it makes a ton of sense for America. That's why people from all walks of life are getting behind solar, from environmentalists to Tea Party activists, from solar entrepreneurs to Barry Goldwater Jr., the son of former Republican nominee for president. The challenge is not only to fend off attacks being led by the dirty energy companies, but to keep the surge in solar power going strong. Our research shows the cities and states with the most solar power aren't necessarily the ones with the most sunshine. They also include states with smart pro-solar policies. For example, Arizona, Hawaii, California made the list of top 10 states for solar in our 2014 report, but so did Massachusetts, New Jersey, Colorado, and Delaware, all thanks to smart policies. The top 10 solar states with only 26% of the nation's population were responsible for 87% of the nation's solar power. The report found that all or nearly all of the states shared a set of smart policies in common, from strong clean energy standards to policies that let solar homeowners sell their extra power back to the utilities. We need more and better pro-solar policies, not fewer. That's why we're urging the governor to make commitments that'll help put Minnesota on the road to 100% clean energy with 10% solar by 2030. Achieving the state goal would produce immediate and long-lasting benefits for the country, including removing 280 million metric tons of carbon from the atmosphere by 2030, the equivalent of taking 59 million cars off the road. There is a combination of professional research and advocacy with the community action that can help Minnesota go big on solar. Why? The National Federation has done it before. Environment California spearheaded the campaign for that state's Million Solar Roofs initiative in Massachusetts. They helped convince the state to set a goal of enough solar to power 50,000 homes, and then persuaded the state to raise the goal when it hit the original milestone ahead of schedule. They've also won pro-solar policies in Colorado, New Mexico, Minnesota, Arizona, New Jersey, and North Carolina. But we have a long way to go to reach solar power's true potential. It's time to go big on solar. We take the right steps today, we can harness more power from the sun so we can finally leave dirty energy behind. The sky is really the limit. Information for this program and more, you can find it on the web at environmentminnesota.org. That's going to wrap up this edition of Environmental Voices for KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. I'm Marie Rock.